My name is Kellen, and I dated Pamela for 1 year. The first months were really good, but then I started getting mad at some details of the relationship. For example, she spent almost an hour to get dressed before going out. When we went shopping, it was the same problem. We usually spent 2 hours to buy a dress or a blouse. The truth is, I hated shopping, but since I loved her, it was like my duty to go with her. But the aspect that pissed me the most was her emotional whirlpool. One day she was happy, and the next one she was mad at me. I just couldn't bear it. So after a year, I just decided to break with the relationship, even though our sexual encounters were great. In our last conversation, she told me that one day I would know the emotional whirlpool of women and would appreciate the time she spent dressing herself just to be beautiful for me. That day I was really pissed off, decided to do the thing that would bother her most, cut my long hair, since it was one of her favorite features of me. Since I was not in my neighborhood after the quarrel, I just entered the first barbershop I found. To my surprise, the barber was not a man, but a beautiful woman. It turned out it was not a barbershop, but a beauty parlor. Before walking away, she stared at me and told me, "What can I do for you, boy?" Her voice was kind of soothing. Finally, I answered her that I wanted to get my hair cut. She smiled and invited me to one of the chairs in the parlor. I obeyed her and sat down in the pink chair she indicated me. She began washing my hair and asked me about the style I wanted. I told her I wanted to get rid of all my hair. She laughed and began to convince me of not cutting such a beautiful hair. I tried to defend my decision, but she caressed my head and said it wasn't worthy to cut it so small. She offered me to cut it a little bit and not charging me at all for her work. I accepted the deal like hypnotized and sat there just watching her at the mirror. Her name was Marcia, and she did a pretty good job with my hair, and I was just happy I didn't shave my head. She kept her word and didn't charge the cut. She even gave me some vitamins to strengthen my hair. I was supposed to take 2 daily for 2 months. I was really thankful to her, and I promised to come back to her for my next cut. 2 months passed, and I took my vitamins diligently. My hair was gorgeous, but suddenly I realized I needed to cut the tips, so I went with Marcia again. I told her I took all my vitamins, and she grinned with unexpected emotion. She told me my hair was in really good shape and that I would only need some cuts to shape it. I told her to proceed, and again I felt really comfortable with her job. The hairstyle was slightly different form last time because it included a subtle fringe in the forehead, but I saw some boys having the same fringe in the subway, and I didn't say anything. This time I paid her for the cut, and she offered me a free manicure. I guess she saw my bitten nails. I accepted for the sake of keep talking to her and admiring her rare beauty. She was about my height, but with 2 small but rounded breasts and a butt with the form of a heart. Her hair was blonde, but it was obvious it was not the original color because the eyebrows above her green eyes were brown. We had a very nice chat meanwhile she was doing my nails, and when she finished, she gave me other vitamins, but this ones were for my nails. She recommended me not to cut them so they could grow stronger. We made an appointment for the next month and kissed goodbye. After the first week of taking the nail vitamins, I began to experience some mood changes at school. I quarreled with my male basketball partners, and I even cried in a movie. However, I became more aware of the colors, and I was more careful with my clothing. Maybe it doesn't seem big deal, but I have to tell you, I was never the kind of guy that cares about clothing styles. I have always been a sportsman, and I like just to wear pants, shorts, and sneakers. 1 week before my appointment with Marcia, my nails began to grow, and I was experiencing some troubles to type into the laptop. However, I promised Marcia not to cut them or bite them, and I kept the promise. Was I falling in love with Marcia? The date for my appointment with Marcia arrived, and I even put some jeans for visiting her parlor. I noted my legs were a little bit chubby as well as my butt, but I thought it was just the lack of exercise during exams. When she saw me, Marcia gave me a compliment for not biting my nails. She even said I was really handsome in jeans and shirt. I asked her if she can cut my nails because I was experiencing problems with my typing. He grinned and told me that she was going to do something better, a French manicure. She prepared her kit without consulting me and began to cut my nails. I was really happy until she began to apply some polish. She explained to me it was not polish but a nail hardener, and I calmed down. When she finished, my nails were really bright with a subtle white line in the top of the nail. I thought about complaining, but the nails were shorter and I really needed a nail hardener, so I kept quiet. Marcia didn't charge me again, and I was so thankful I invited her for a date the day of my birthday. She accepted gladly and gave me some more vitamins for the next month. It was my birthday and I was dating a beautiful woman, so I was really exultant. That day, Marcia dressed gorgeously with a pleated miniskirt and a white blouse. She also wore some nylon tights and high-heeled boots. I wore some Dockers and a short-sleeved shirt, but for some reason I felt uncomfortable. By the time my nails were long again, but I have just mastered how to type and pick up objects from the floor. I even developed a kind of obsession for checking my nails now and then. By the time my hair was long again and I needed a bow to tie it in a ponytail. We had a gorgeous time chatting in the bar, and before going away, Marcia gave me a gift she had bought for my birthday. She told me to open it until I got home, and again I obeyed her. We kissed goodbye on the lips, and I promised to visit her during the week. When I got home, I opened a gift, and I was surprised with it. Marcia bought me some kind of tight black Bermudas and a cotton white shirt. The Bermudas were kind of glossy, and the shirt had the buttons the other way around, but overall I liked the garments. Maybe it was way too feminine, but curiosity was bigger than prejudice, and I tried the outfit. It was the first time I admired my figure in the mirror, and I was thrilled with the result. The Bermudas fitted perfectly with my chubby butt, and the white shirt combined perfectly with it. I phoned Marcia to thank her and made an appointment for the next week. I decided to wear the outfit she gave me, but I had a couple of problems. First, I had to find some tight underwear for the capris. That was the correct name of the Bermudas. So I just used some of the lycras I used for jogging. The second problem was finding the correct shoes for the outfit. After a tough decision process, I decided to use the running sneakers. I saw Marcia in the parlor, and she greeted me with a small kiss in my mouth. She thanked me for wearing the clothes she bought me and hugged me. After the hug, she stared at my legs and offered me to wax my legs and armpits in order to excel on my style. She was right. The hair in my legs and armpits were not aesthetical, and suddenly I got an urge to get rid of all of my body hair, even the one on my chest. It was really painful, but the sensation afterwards was one of the most magnificent of my life. I tingled all over with goose pimples. I was actually a bit turned on by my reflection, and my nipples got hard next to the shirt. By the way, I think it was the first time I was aware of my nipples. After the parlor, Marcia invited me shopping, and for the first time in my life, that sounded like a great idea. She bought some skirts and tank tops for herself. I complimented her on her acquisitions, and she invited me to try some sandals to throw away those sneakers. I accepted, but we went to the women's aisle. I was kind of nervous, but she explained to me that there were better prices in the women's aisle. I tried some sandals, and I bought the most masculine ones. However, the only color they had was purple, and they were low-heeled. I was so happy I used them the rest of the evening. IT was the first time I enjoyed shopping, and I wasn't even aware of the time we passed shopping. We ate in a fancy restaurant and chatted a lot, like if we were longtime girlfriends gossiping. I think I was falling in love, but for some reason I was not aroused sexually when I was with her. When we got out of the restaurant, it began to rain, so when we arrived Marcia's home, we were soaked. Marcia offered me to lend me some clothes for me not to catch a cold. I accepted eagerly. I stripped in her bathroom, and she handed me some black jeans and red spaghetti strap tank top. She also handed me some of her underwear. After striping, I saw my naked figure on the mirror, and I looked like I had the beginnings of a figure all of a sudden. I stared at my butt and my chest. The first one was chubbier, and the area surrounding my nipples was browner. I don't know why I found that natural. I didn't like my bulge to be in front of the panties, so I tucked it inside. The jeans with some flowers embroidered were a perfect fit, as well as the shirt. I saw myself on the mirror, and I felt really sexy. My nipples got hard again, but this time I just enjoyed it. I fixed my hair, checked my nails, and went out. Marcia smiled and said goodbye to me with a long kiss. Next week, I appeared at Marcia's parlor with my black capris, my purple sandals, and a new shirt I bought in an outlet with the legend Nasty Girl in front. She kissed me again and offered me to fix my hair. I was thrilled with my hair, but she promised she could make feel even better. The result was the fashion hairstyle among girls. But wait a minute, I was not a girl. The fringe in the front was bigger, and she cutted the rest to make my face look nicer. She also dyed it blonde, just like hers. I was speechless at my sight in the mirror. Marcia took advantage of the situation and plucked my eyebrows and applied some mascara and eyeliner. She even put my some lip frost. When I saw my new face in the mirror, I just smiled for an incomprehensible reason. Without hesitating, Marcia gave me another bottle of vitamins and took my hand. We were going shopping again. This time I got more money and decided to buy some stuff. I was acting so frivolous and demonstrative all of a sudden, just like Pamela. As if she knew what I wanted, Marcia brought me to the lingerie store where she explained me all the types of underwear. I bought some panties in different colors, and when I paid, the shop assistant gave me 2 G-strings as a gift. For a strange reason, she referred to me as if I was a girl, and I didn't correct her. In another store, Marcia convinced me to buy some stockings to wear below my capris. I bought some white, black, and red. I was in spending spree, and I offered to buy something for her. So we went to other stores where Marcia bought a couple of dresses and a purse. She invited me to acquire a purse to keep my keys and wallet, it was obvious, so I went for a small one. We were almost over until I saw some skin-tight formal pants. They were almost the same, like the ones my girlfriend used. I bought them, and Marcia complimented me for the acquisition. Finally, we went to the shoe store, and Marcia bought some high heels for her. I tried to withstand the temptation of buying some, and I couldn't. I bought a pair of high-heeled boots. I was really happy after all that shopping. When I arrived home, I tried every garment I bought and decided to throw away some old stuff. It took me a little while to get used to wearing the high-heeled boots, and it made me walk like Marcia. Obviously, the G-strings became my favorite underwear. Something was not okay. I had always been an ordinary guy, and shopping was disgusting for me, but no, I just wanted to shop again. I didn't see Marcia for a couple of weeks, and in those weeks my chest began to hurt, like if I had made 200 push-ups. The next time I saw Marcia, I told her, and she said it was some side effect of the last dose of vitamins. She bought me a cream and told me to rub it over my chest every night. My chest was kind of flabby, and when I rubbed it, I felt goosebumps all over my body. I noticed my voice was more high-pitched and that I have developed some mannerisms, like playing with my hair or watching myself in every mirror. However, they were so unconscious that most of the times I didn't recognize them. As a matter of fact, I must tell you I was enjoying them. That's why it was really easy for Marcia to convince me of trying new things. I pierced my ears and my nose, and I even tattooed a butterfly above my butt. The only thing that was difficult for me was convincing people on the street I was not a girl but a boy. It was even difficult for me to recognize myself as a boy. Even Marcia referred to me as a she, and I didn't correct her. One day, when I was in Marcia's place, I confessed her that my chest was still aching and that it was more swollen. She told me that I should try a bra, meanwhile the side effects were over. She told me that bras were made to hold the breast tissue of women and that it could help me. I tried one of hers, and the difference was remarkable. Not only the pain was gone, but I felt it gave me the figure I was looking for. Feeling the straps on my shoulder and the pressure on my chest was another outstanding sensation, better than wearing stockings or walking in high heels. As you can see, I was feeling really feminine and I wasn't even aware. That day we went shopping again. I wore my skin-tight trouser, my low-heeled boots, and a pink tank top. I bought some bras just in case my chest kept hurting. Marcia invited me to try some skirts and dresses, and I accepted as if I had tried them on since I was young. I bought not one, but 3 skirts and 1 dress. Marcia bought me another dress and some heels and took me to the makeup counter, where a miss taught me how to apply eyeliner, lipstick, and mascara. I bought my own makeup kit also. I loved to be with Marcia, but with her, my libido was like asleep. We have kissed several times, but we have never made love. I really admired her and wanted to be just like her, and I was achieving it. That night, she convinced me of clubbing in the night. We went to her home and changed clothes. Obviously, we spent like 1 hour dressing ourselves, just like Pamela used to spend. I wore one of the skirts I just bought, and Marcia lent me a strapless shirt and her high-heeled boots. I applied myself makeup for the first time, and Marcia lent me some femme perfume. It was the first time I felt completely like a woman. I have never worn a skirt before, and the sensation of freedom was wonderful. It was the first time also I was aware of having breasts, and I was proud of showing my cleavage. I enjoyed the men's looks, and unconsciously I provoked them. After 2 hours, Marcia was making out with a man, and I just felt I needed that too. So I went and flirted with one of the more handsome guys in the place. And the last thing I remember after all the rum and colas is making oral sex to him in the bathroom. After the hangover, Marcia told me the complete story. The vitamins she gave me were obviously female hormones, and I have been taking them for almost 9 months. I had to saw some pictures of me to recognize my old self. Seeing me as a man was a rare sight, especially dressed as I was with high boots and a pleated skirt with a black tank top and with the hair dyed blonde like my Marcia. There was no way out. Instead, I felt the necessity of being more feminine, and that's why I'm starting to save for breast augmentation and to change my name from Kellen to Kelly.